Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm here to inspire you to live amazing lives through the Law of Attraction and help you see how powerful you really are. In this podcast, you'll hear interviews, and I will give you inspirational talks on my Monday session. So thank you so much for joining me, and happy manifesting! Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and I am your host. And today is our Monday solo session where I get to inspire you with the tips and tools around the Law of Attraction so you can have an amazing life. So I hope you're all doing well. Yesterday I did my free Oracle card reading for the great listener, Anthony, who submitted his question. So it was super fun, super exciting. And I love connecting with you guys. So be sure to send in your question for my next Ask Michelle and just email me your question. Anything that you're wanting to ask around Law of Attraction, I am here for you. And you can email that to me at michelle@loamiraclemindset.com. And that's Michelle with one L. So anyway, just really super excited to connect with them. And I also just did a podcast interview with one of our listeners all the way in India. And so I cannot wait to share that. She has an amazing story. So can't wait to share that. And there's just so many amazing people out there in the world. So please reach out to me too if you have a story you want me to share on this podcast, because we all need to hear it. It's these little stories that I think that really make a difference, because sometimes we hear things, we're like, well, that was in the movie Secret and it happened to them, but is this really something that can happen to me? And when I interview people from all over in all walks of life, I think it's important for you all to know that this can happen to you. This is for you as well. Everything that I share on here is for you. You have the ability to manifest anything and everything and to do all that we're doing. It is a matter of being in your joy and just releasing resistance. And it's just amazing how well this works. And all these synchronicities that keep coming up for me when I do any of my sessions or I talk to any of my guests, it's just like everything's being reinforced. So anyway, so thank you so much for all of you for reaching out, and I'm encouraging you to reach out. And also, if you're interested in learning more about my coaching, I would love to help you on this path and help you manifest all that you're looking for, help you get out of your way, help you see that you're a magnificent, miraculous being, and I am your woman. I consider myself a personal trainer of the mind, but I'm also like a big time cheerleader of the mind. I think it's so important to know that we got this, because sometimes life gets hard and sometimes life gets like, oh, how am I going to do this? And so that's what I do, is I help people get out of that negative mindset and see how beautiful their life is and see them take off. It's so exciting to see my clients take off. So if you want to take off in your life, please reach out to me. So, and just go to my website at michelle-joy.com, and everything's in the show notes here as well. But I just want to bring that up. So today I want to talk to you about health and the mental causes of physical illness. Of course, as a nurse, this comes up for me a lot. Something I'm very passionate about is understanding why our bodies do what they do. And I know science-wise, we are taught one way, but I come from actually a far more metaphysics side now, even though I have my nursing background. But I've seen it with my patients. And when I look back on all my experiences with my patients, so many of their ailments is linked to an emotional effect. In fact, I'm a big fan of Bruce Lipton, and he talks about the epigenetics, which has to do with the environment is what affects our genes, not our genetics, not what we're passed down. It is the environment. It is what we think and what our thoughts and feelings that affect what happens in our body. So if you're just interested in learning more about epigenetics, I recommend checking out Bruce Lipton. Great stuff. So, but I'm very passionate about this stuff. So, and also this came up for me. I always teach what needs to come up or what is coming up in my life. And recently I've had a toothache, and I've actually had several root canals within the last, 5 years or so. It's really weird. And of course, my best friend right away, she's like, so what's the metaphysics reason behind that? I'm like, well, let me go grab my Louise Hay book, which I'm holding up. If you watch this on video, I'm going to be talking about from this book. But this is Louise Hay's Heal Your Body A through Z, the mental causes for physical illness and the way to overcome them. And so I pulled out my little book, which I love. It's like my little go-to, and ever like, okay, why am I having back pain? Why am I having a sore throat? Why am I having, any number of ailments. It's all in this book. And in fact, when I did my coaching session, I was able to, with my coaching clients, I help them through here as well. So it's such a great resource, but I wanted to offer this to all of you. Of course, I can't go over every illness in this book, but I'm going to go over ones that I think a lot of us struggle through and the reasons behind it. So, and if you want your own book, you know, just go to Amazon or wherever. This book is probably sold everywhere. It's Heal Your Body, A through Z by Louise Hay. So anyway, I'm excited to share with you my experience in this. And also just, I'm going to talk about the big ailments that I think a lot of us struggle with and what the mental causes, what causes this. And also with, she offers affirmations that will help us then change that, right? This is more than just like, okay, I'm stuck with this ailment. It's like, no, how can we change it and use affirmations? And I've actually worked with coaching clients who struggled with health ailments. And I knew that it was a mental ailment that, and so we worked with that and they recovered from these physical problems they've been having for a long time, simply because of our work together. So I'm very passionate about this. So if that's something you're struggling with, some ailment, even pain, you know, lots and lots of things I work with. And I'm happy to talk to you on a discovery session if that's something that'll help you. But on this solo session, I'm going to go over a few of the things and also use some of my own examples and how it's worked for me. So I'm just kind of, I pointed out, went through the book beforehand. I'm like, what are some good ones? And I think the one thing a lot of us struggle with is aches, like aches and pains, right? It's just like, it's real random. Like, I just feel really achy. And what that means, according to Louise Hay, is you're longing for love, longing to be held. And another reason I wanted to read this is because so many people are still in some isolation where they're not having any physical contact with people. So if you have aches in your body, that's probably why. And what the new thought pattern is, what Louise Hay calls it, is an affirmation to use, is to say, I love and approve of myself. I am loving and lovable. So again, that's, I love and approve of myself. I am loving and lovable. And that'll help the aches go away. So all of these affirmations are meant to help the aches go away. Next one is blood pressure. And a lot of people struggle with blood pressure. Of course, it's like the whole world. It seems like blood pressure is a big issue. When I was in nursing, that was like the biggest thing. Everybody is on medications for blood pressure. Maybe not as much with this community, because we know that the mindset is so important. So a lot of people are working on that, but you may know people in your life who struggle with blood pressure. So the reason for high blood pressure is a long-standing emotional problem not solved. I would say that goes for a lot of people. Resentment's a big thing for people as they hold things in. And so long-standing emotional problem not solved. That's why a lot of people have high blood pressure. It makes sense, right? This all makes sense. And the new thought pattern is, I joyously release the past. I am at peace. Oh, good stuff, right? Next was breathing problems. I'm bringing that up because a lot of people are struggling with this whole COVID thing and worried about that. But I think, you know, we need to understand the metaphysics part behind all that. Yes, there is a virus, and I'm not saying that does not exist, but a lot of people have psychosomatic symptoms, which are coming up not as, you know, any viral or anything, like they can't figure out what's wrong. And again, I saw this in the hospital all the time, where people have problems and the doctor's just like, I don't know what's wrong with them. So according to Louise Hay, breathing problems is a fear or refusal to take in life fully, not feeling the right to take up space or even exist. Ooh, that's a big one, right? So think about that in your life, or someone you may know who has breathing problems. Fear or refusal to take life in fully, not feeling the right to take up space or even exist. Oh. And the new thought pattern is, it is my birthright to live fully and freely. I am worth loving. I now choose to live life fully. How good is that? Next thing is cancer. I bring that up because a lot of people, there's a lot of, I believe, metaphysics reasons behind cancer. According to Bruce Lipton, he even said there is no cancer that is genetically based, not a single one. And he's done years and years of research on genetics and epigenetics. And again, I absolutely, what he said rings so true to me. But cancer, and I do believe there's lots of different reasons for cancer, for different types of cancers, but this is the basic one. Louise Hay said, cancer comes from deep hurt, long-standing resentment, deep secret or grief eating away at the self, carrying hatreds. What's the use, right? What's the use? And I think a powerlessness, I hear that a lot, especially with like breast cancer, why so many women struggle with that is because they lack control. They lack power. I've heard that before. So the new thought pattern or affirmation is, I lovingly forgive and release all of the past. I choose to fill my world with joy. I love and approve myself. How good is that? Some of these affirmations are just good all the time anyway, right? Another one I want to point out is chronic diseases, right? A lot of people are dealing with chronic diseases where they told this is chronic, you're stuck with it. I've had people on my podcast who've actually healed chronic diseases that they said were incurable, and they've cured them. So I'm an absolute believer that none of this is forever. And even if they tell you it is, but what, according to Louise Hay, chronic disease is a refusal to change, fear of the future, and not feeling safe. So if you or someone you love or know is going through chronic disease, I'm not sure if that resonates with you, but I'm sure it does. A refusal to change, fear of the future, and not feeling safe. And the affirmation or the new thought pattern is I'm willing to change and to grow. I now create a safe new future. Really good stuff, right? So that's chronic diseases. And the next one is depression. I bring that up because so many people are dealing with depression. It's a big deal. And my heart goes out to all those people who are really struggling. I have my moments where I get really down, like really, really down. And in those moments, I think, oh my God, those poor people who are dealing with this all the time. And some people really do have a chemical imbalance. I'll never forget, I had a patient who was a judge, and he was admitted for multiple attempts of suicide attempts. And he said he never, ever feels joy. And it was the saddest thing to me, because I thought, well, gosh. So I actually told him about Louise Hay's work. And I hope to inspire him. Maybe he just needed a new thought pattern. I don't know. But depression is a real thing for a lot of people. But according to Louise Hay, depression is anger you feel you don't have the right to have, and hopelessness. And I have heard this many a times before, that anger turned inwards is depression. And so if you don't feel like your feelings are validated, you can't express your anger, it'll turn inward into depression. But a new thought pattern is, I now go beyond other people's fears and limitations. I create my life. So good. So depression. And I hope, again, many of you who are struggling with that, definitely get some help, but from someone you trust. But I do believe Louise Hay's work really helps with depression, and changing our mindset on that and using these affirmations, really, really good stuff. Another one is headaches. Now, I have my whole life had headaches, so that's why I pay attention to headaches. I've known a lot of people in my life who struggle with headaches. So according to Louise Hay, headaches is invalidating the self, self-criticism, and fear. And what's interesting, I don't get them as much as I used to. When I was, I can absolutely correlate my headaches back to bad relationships. And I would usually self-internalize and say, it's my fault. I'm the bad guy. And so this really resonates with me. And the affirmation or new thought pattern is, I love and approve of myself. I see myself and what I do with eyes of love. I am safe. So good. I end a lot of my affirmations with, I am safe. I do this with a lot of my clients because I think it's really helpful. Okay, so let's go to muscles. A lot of people have muscle pain, right? This comes up for a lot of us. I know I get it. So maybe I'm projecting my own ailments onto all of you, but I think a lot of you probably have this. But you know, muscle tension, muscle pain, right? I get that a lot, like my back or whatever. Muscles, according to Louise Hay, muscles resistant to new experiences. Muscles represent our ability to move in life. And it's funny because I have a short story. When I was working in hospice, I gave up all my coaching, and I was not teaching my group anymore. I had my book that I hadn't finished. I basically left it for dead. And at that moment, I was like, you know, I'm just going to focus on hospice, even though the job's really hard. It is meaningful. And it's just easier, right? So I gave up on myself, basically, is what I did. And so what I ended up doing is I hurt my back. I was sweeping and my back went out, and, I tried chiropractor. I tried a, acupuncture. Nothing was working. It wasn't until I realized that I needed to try something new with my life. And, basically I needed to stop holding myself back. And when I did that, when I decided to start teaching again and start building my business and really start getting serious about my passion and purpose, my back pain completely went away. So that was a really good lesson. But according to Louise Hay, a lot of these muscle ache pains are resistance to new experiences. Muscles represent our ability to move in life. And I was not moving. It makes sense, right? I was holding myself back. So I'm not sure if that resonates with you all, but I think it's a helpful one to know. And the new thought pattern, or the affirmation, is I experience life as a joyous dance. And think about that, just saying a joyous dance, you're moving your body. It's so important to move our body. Next, we're going to go to pain in general. This can be any sorts of pain. So we're going to just, according to Louise Hay, pain has to do with guilt. Guilt always seeks punishment. And how many of us are raised with guilt? I know I was, and my mom is the best mom ever, but she raised six of us on her own. And I think it was, you know, a way for her to cope. She was Catholic. We grew up, I didn't grow up Catholic, but she grew up Catholic. And so it tends to, that guilt thing is a big thing. And something that a lot of us feel is guilt. But guilt always seeks punishment. How interesting is that? So if that resonates with you, great. And here, use this affirmation to help make yourself feel better, is I lovingly release the past. They are free and I am free. All is well in my heart now. I'm going to read that one more time because that's a good one. I lovingly release the past. They are free and I am free. All is well in my heart now. And just that releasing, I'm telling you, so much, our body holds in all the tension, all the memories of negativity that we hold on to. I did this whole thing called rebirthing years ago, where you breathe really fast. And so I was laying on the ground and you just breathe, like hyperventilating almost, and you're wide awake. But what happens is by breathing fast, I end up releasing the negativity from my body to the point where I look like I was convulsing. And I had a practitioner with me. He kept me safe, but I asked him, I said, is this normal to be like, I look like I'm having a seizure? And he says, no, it's totally normal. And I was crying, even though I wasn't thinking of anything. I was just, tears were pouring from my eyes, but I wasn't thinking of anything. I wasn't having any emotion, but my body was releasing it. So rebirthing is a way to do it. So if you're curious about that, look into it. Maybe I'll find a guest to teach that on this podcast. But pain needs to, you need to let go. You need to release the past, right? Release it from you. Okay, so let's go to shoulders, because I think a lot of us have shoulder pain. That's why I thought, well, let's do that one, because I get it all the time, especially when I'm doing something, like I'm on the wrong path, right? Let's see, where's shoulder pain? And shoulders. Okay. Shoulders represent our ability to carry out experiences in life. We make life a burden by our attitude, which makes sense. You're holding everything on your shoulders, right? So that makes sense. You represent our ability to carry out experiences in life joyously. We make life a burden by our attitude. And the affirmation is, I choose to allow all of my experiences to be joyous and loving, which is so true. And it just, I know when I just relax, I meditate, really focus on letting go of things, my shoulders do get better. And I change my attitude, right? It's oftentimes when I have a bad attitude, like immediately my shoulders hurt. I was like, oh, wait, there it is. My body loves to talk to me. I don't know about you guys, but it works for me every time. Another one is sore throat, because I think that's interesting. Holding in angry words, feeling unable to express the self. And that goes with the throat chakra. It kind of makes sense, right? If you have, you're unable to express yourself, you get pain in your throat. And so the affirmation is, I release all restrictions and I am free to be me. And I actually do a really good throat or clearing out chakras. I do that a lot with my clients, and I can clear out all of the chakras. And when we do that, it's amazing what flows. So energy is real, and our chakras actually hold these real energetic centers that we can focus on and clear out. And I think I did a whole podcast on chakras a long, long time ago. So if you're curious, go back. I know I have a lot of podcasts, but that was a good one. Okay. And then stomach problems. I think that's another general, but I think a lot of people have it. And I think it's helpful to know what that means when you have stomach problems. It's what it means is dread, fear of the new, inability to assimilate the new. And I'm not sure if that makes sense for you, but it sure does for me. And the affirmation is, life agrees with me. I simulate the new every moment of every day. All is well. And I get that a lot when I'm nervous. Fear of the new and then my stomach hurts. Makes perfect sense, right? But we can change it with the way we think. Sometimes nervousness, not sometimes, nervousness and excitement actually are the same feeling. So if you are feeling nervous, just change your mindset. Oh no, I'm excited. It'll feel the same, but when you say I'm excited, you don't get the stomach problems. You actually go with the exciting energy, but excitement and nervous energy are the same. And then lastly, because I've had this come up with a couple people, is dizziness, because a lot of people suffer with vertigo and dizziness, and a lot of people in the metaphysics world, I find, and reading this helps me make sense of that. Let's see, dizziness, vertigo. Flighty, scattered thinking, a refusal to look. And again, I don't know if that resonates with you, but I've known people who have had dizziness and they could not figure out why. There wasn't any reason I think a lot of doctors struggle with that diagnosis. So that's why I want to bring it up, because is this something have to do with flighty, scattered thinking or refusal to look? Maybe. And if it resonates with you, great. If it doesn't, well, then fine. But I think this is just something to look at, right? Just like a refusal to look. Well, maybe let's look. Let's see what's there. And the affirmation to feel better about it is, I am deeply centered and peaceful in life. It is safe for me to be alive and joyous. Wow. So I'm just going to stop with all of those because that's a lot. I really recommend getting the book. If you're watching the video, I'm holding it up for you. But it's Heal Your Body, A through Z, Louise Hay, The Mental Causes for Physical Illness and the Way to Overcome Them. And I truly believe that our bodies are brilliant. I think they're great communicators. They're trying to teach us what we need to learn. They're trying to help us get past our subconscious beliefs that are holding us back. Our bodies are actually in perfect wellness. And if we are in the perfect, not perfect, but if we're working on our mind state, our mindset on being healthy and using positive affirmations and releasing the past and being in our truth, you know, just in general, if you just are in your truth, you speak your truth always, and you don't live in guilt and all these things that if you really relate to what's causing our bodies to hurt, it's oftentimes something stuck in our body, something stuck in our mindset, which is being held in our body. So when we let it out of our body, we grow enormously and more opportunity to show up. So law of attraction wise, why so many people don't manifest is because they're in resistance. And so if our bodies are out of whack, there's something that we're in resistance, which is going to keep that positive energy from coming to us. So positive affirmations are huge, huge, huge in my book. Obviously they are with Louise Hay. This is what she has lived her life. She's now deceased, but she's sure helping us in spirit. I know, but she has changed millions and millions of people's lives based on this work and understanding how powerful our thoughts and our words are and how we can change our health. We can change the way we live based on what we say. And again, that's all about Bruce Lipton, epigenetics. Check that out. So anyway, all right. Well, thank you so much for listening. As always, I hope this helps. If you want to know more about how I can help you with your health, please reach out to me. Again, I've helped clients heal ailments that they didn't think were ever going to be healed. And I believe in this work so much. I know it works. So I would love to hear from you if that's something you want help with. And just go to my website, michelle-joy.com. You can connect with me all social media. And also, if you like this podcast, please rate it, share it, tell everybody about it. I am happily going up in numbers. I just found out that I reached 120,000 downloads and I'm being heard in 120 countries. I'm so proud that this is happening. And what's making it happen is all of you and all of the great guests that I have on here. And you could be a guest too. As I said at the beginning, please reach out to me and let's just keep changing the world one person at a time. And I hope to inspire you every single day, every moment to live your best life because you deserve it. All right. Well, thank you everyone so much for listening. I love you all so much and have a wonderful, healthy, energetic, beautiful day. And happy manifesting. Thank you again for listening and joining me on my podcast. If you want to learn more about me, please go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And on there, I have lots of goodies, including guided meditations and inspirational posts and blogs. And of course, I'm here to help you as your coach. So thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.